Republican leaders in Illinois are offering two-time failed presidential candidate Alan Keyes a chance to run for the U.S. Senate against Democrat Barack Obama.
I'm deeply honored, of course, and also deeply challenged by the offer that they have made that I should be the nominee of the Republican Party for the Senate of the United States. Now, I have to tell you that I'm not one of those folks who gets up every morning with the certainty that I have something to offer. But I'm always willing to consider it when people make that point, and that's what I'll be doing over the next couple of days.
That was Alan Keyes, who will announce this weekend whether he will run. But as far as commentator John Ridley is concerned, the offer is an empty one.
Nobody likes the smell of desperation, and right now the Illinois Republican Party is positively stank. They've been in a bad way since they mistakenly failed to rally around their senatorial candidate Jack Ryan after he became embroiled in the biggest controversy in the history of politics. Ryan was forced out of the race after it was disclosed he propositioned his wife, his own wife, for sex. Apparently Ryan didn't get the memo. Sex is what interns are for. But Ryan dropping out left a clear field for his Democratic challenger, Barack Obama, the Tiger Woods of politics, who pretty much had the race locked up in the first place. The Republicans tried to recover by drafting football legend Mike Ditka to run for the seat, but when Ditka proved too savvy to get caught up in this car wreck, the Illinois Republicans went with Plan B, B as in bring out the black people. The party was considering either Alan Keyes or Andrea Barthwell, both black, before ultimately deciding on Keyes to go head-to-head with the African-American Obama. Now, while I'm all in favor of seeing a two-way black guy slugfest for an open U.S. Senate seat, this gesture by the Illinois GOP has all the sincerity of a 58-cent belated birthday card. On the one hand, it's as if they're saying the only way to fight a black guy is with another dark face. On the other hand, the implication is, hey, we're going to lose anyway. Why not fake like we care about black people while we're really just tossing one to the lions? Illinois State Senator Dave Siverson, a member of the Republican State Central Committee, claims Keyes was selected because of his strengths, not because of his color. His strengths? Keyes, who's a four-time loser in races for president and senator from his home state of Maryland, has never even lived in Illinois. With 3 months to go before the election, Keyes is qualified to rep the people of a state he hasn't even gotten to know? I've been living on my block for 5 years. I haven't gotten to know my neighbors well enough to have them pick up my mail. Keyes couldn't even make it to Chicago to meet with the GOP leaders. Scheduling conflicts, he says. But as soon as he's elected, I'm sure he'll make being in Illinois a priority. Keyes, being the most qualified choice, is about as laughable as when Clarence Thomas just happened to be the next qualified Supreme Court nominee to replace retiring Justice Thurgood Marshall. No quota filling there by the Republicans, just some Vegas-style luck. Maybe it's because the Republicans don't normally practice affirmative action that they're so clumsy at it when they try. But maybe the lack of affirmative action on the Democratic side is the reason Barack Obama is so successful. Obama got where he is because he's competent, dedicated, because he's proven his base of support goes beyond a core constituency. And most certainly not, as with Keyes, despite claims otherwise, because he's available and black.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director and author of The Drift and A Conversation with the Man.